Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Go straight out to the fan hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitas, to join our good friend Pat Bostic. Good morning, Pat. Happy Thanksgiving week to you. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Pat.
It's going well. Seemingly, we're not sure from day to day, let alone week to week, how many players are ever going to miss practice, let alone games, and when games are going to be played and how they're going to be played. But I was really impressed with how Pitt responded to that this past weekend. 16 guys out, 7 starters, I think it was, or at least guys with significant amounts of playing time in the previous few games. What do you take away from their ability to not just beat Virginia Tech, but really lay it on Virginia Tech with that many players missing?
Yeah, I mean, it was impressive. And you know, this season certainly has had its low points, and you know, you kind of look back and say, you know, what if? But they're playing good football right now. The last two games they've played, and I think, you know, you're not able to navigate a week like that with uncertainty and, you know, going day to day, the anxiety of going test to test. You're not able to navigate that and ultimately put on the performance that they did without, I think, a solid culture and you know, players that believe in the program. So I think it's a tribute to the coaching staff and keeping everybody together and locked in and focused despite the uncertainty. And certainly I think there was an element of not letting the seniors down on their last game at Heinz Field. So you got to give those seniors credit too. They played, they left it all out there, and they'll never ever forget that game and what that felt like.
You know, Pat, I was doing some errands and stuff Saturday, and I was listening to you guys during the pregame show. And when you're talking about all of a sudden these player, you know, these guys weren't going to be able to play, and I think you was it 3/5 of the offensive line that they had backups at 3 of the positions on the offensive line. And then, I mean, I could be mistaken, but didn't the line actually play better? Wasn't that one of the best games that the offensive line has had this year?
You're not mistaken. You know, and it wasn't against a front that, you know, didn't have pressure. That was the second, you know, leading team in terms of sacks in the ACC. Virginia Tech had 30 coming in, and I think Pitt had 38. So they were, you know, it was a concern for sure all week, you know, how you were going to deal with that front, especially, you know, knowing for the better part of the week that you were going to be thin up front. And I think that's a credit to Dave Borbley, the line coach. They put out a group that played as good as really they've played all year. And, you know, you kind of wonder some of these young guys, you know, how you get them in the lineup now, because, you know, the left tackle Gonsalves is a guy they've raved about. You know, he played on Long Island, which isn't traditionally very good high school football. So it's always a concern how he's going to project and how the learning curve is going to be. But I mean, he looks like a guy that has a chance to be a really, really good player. And now with ultimately hopefully getting guys back, it's, you know, you're half tempted to start rotating guys because they played really well, and I give them a lot of credit for the plan they put together, and ultimately those kids executed, and that's a good sign for the future as well, to have some depth on the offensive line for this year and beyond.
Pitt color analyst Pat Bostic with us here on the Fan Morning Show. He'll be on the call when Pitt travels to Clemson, 3:30 kick here on the Fan on Saturday afternoon. And it's not that I don't want them to win. I obviously want them to win, and I'd love to see an upset of Clemson, especially the way Dabo has run his mouth the past week about Florida State, Pat. But it almost becomes more frustrating to see them lay it on Virginia Tech and to think about the prospect of a huge upset win on the road in Death Valley when we paint it in light, and you alluded to this earlier, next to those NC State and BC losses. Can these wins at the end of the year somehow make up for those untimely losses?
I think, I mean, internally they can if there's a, you know, if you can prescribe, you know, what the changes have been. I think they have that. I think they've made some adjustments offensively and in terms of, you know, breaking some trends and some things they're doing with tempo and in the run game. If you're continuing to see progress there, you know, it's not dumb luck. There's a rhyme and reason for the improved play. I mean, certainly, like anything else, it's like, you know, when Jim fixes his swing on the back nine, you kind of wonder what happened on the front nine. You know, I think, but you finish strong and you take it on to the next round. And ultimately, you know, that's what kind of what you're dealing with here. You know, you got a team that's figured some things out, got some guys back. Some younger guys have emerged into good, you know, solid players early in their career. And you ultimately just build on that. It's frustrating looking back, but, you know, at this point, you know, given what 2020 has been in more ways than one, you just continue to look forward and try to go down to Death Valley and play the best brand of football you can.
Well, Pat, that just demonstrates that we have yet to play golf together, which we keep saying we're going to do, because you would see that there is no such thing as fixing my swing on the back nine. But let's look forward. And so, okay, so we're looking at Clemson. Have you seen, and I know Trevor Lawrence, he's missed a couple games, but is he better? How has he changed this season as opposed to the Trevor Lawrence that you've seen in the past?
I mean, the talent's the same. I mean, I think it's the confidence, it's the decision-making, it's the mastery of the offense. And certainly we've had some adjustments on offense with Jeff Scott going to South Florida, the offensive coordinator. They've, you know, you have to deal with personnel changes that in that regard. And they've certainly had some great players move on, some great receivers, guys like T. Higgins and so forth. So, you know, he's got Travis Etienne back there. That helps a lot. But, I mean, he's the best quarterback in the country. You know, him missing a couple games doesn't change that. He's got a big arm. He really can run. That's the thing that I think surprises people with a guy that big. You know, he can hurt you on his feet. He's a really, you know, important part of their run game in a lot of ways. And he's just manning the controls out there. And he knows where every button is, and he's got an answer for it. So he's impressive. And, you know, I can see why teams are trying to shuffle things to try to get him on the NFL club, because he looks like a surefire pick for me.
Pat, before we let you run, and I have to ask a Thanksgiving-related question before we let you go as well, but I asked Doran this earlier this week, and I've asked you the same question earlier in the year, but in light of just, I don't know, it strikes me that there's a ton of leadership and intangibles inside Kenny Pickett that are going to be real attractive to scouts, guys that actually saw him on the field and not necessarily people who are measuring arm strength or combine type skills, three cones or anything like that. Is he going to play on Sundays? Not just is he going to get an opportunity in a camp somewhere this coming summer, but is he going to play on Sundays?
I think he is. I mean, you know, one of my best buddies, Andrew Janoco, played at Pitt as a receivers coach for the Vikings. And, you know, we've kept in touch over the years, obviously. And, you know, I'm watching Kirk Cousins play for them, and you look back to college, and, you know, they both were number eight and both got a toughness to them and a moxie to them. I see a lot of, you know, parallels to a guy like that. I don't see why Kenny Pickett couldn't be that or better. I mean, he's got tremendous intangible qualities. He's played a ton of football. He's played in different styles of pro offenses. So he's got a lot of things that are very transferable to the next level. And the moxie, you know, you can just see it in how he plays. He's not a very, very vocal leader, but he's become more of that in practice. You see that his, you know, when he was out, you know, there was a different level of urgency in practice without him there. And when he's there, you know, that's veteran leadership. That's experience. That's a guy that you want to go to battle with. So I think anybody that gets him in the NFL draft is getting a high value, and I think he's a safe bet to not only, you know, get drafted, but to contribute. And I sure as heck would want him on my team.
Those little ones of yours, the little Bostic twins, they have not yet got to the point where they can eat as much as dad yet, have they not? You don't have to fend them off for, like, the drumstick or the dark meat?
No. You know, it's the older one's not, like, crazy into the food that mom and dad eat. He kind of wants to blaze his own trail. The young one, though, I mean, he's 10, maybe 10 months, December 6th. He is, he's into it. Like, he ate like, he's eating like turkey meatloaf the other night and stuff like a champ. So,
he got an offensive lineman there, Pat.
Yeah, well, I mean, I come from a family of offensive linemen. All you got to do is look at me and you can tell. So, they'll be eating a bunch and, we're looking forward to having a great Thanksgiving, and I hope you guys do as well.
We will, Pat. Thanks so much for giving us some time and moving up to a Wednesday that kind of feels like a Friday, even though the game is not until Saturday. Enjoy it, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, boys. Take it easy.
All right,
yep,
bye.
Pit color analyst Pat Bostic with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Game 3:30 is kick on Saturday. Before that will be Pitt Drexel, the basketball game at 12:30. Before that, all of the pregame festivities, all the coverage on Saturday, a full day of Pitt athletics starting at 8 o'clock with the Panther Insider Show and Chris Peek on Saturday morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.